Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos before Pesach. So the Torah tells us in Simen Tuf Lamed, Shabbos Shelifnei HaPesach, Karnas or Shabbos HaGadol. And he writes, the reason why is a very big nes happened. Klal Yisrael took the Korban Pesach on the 10th of the month, Kedichsev. Be'asor l'chodesh hazeh, ve'yikhu lahem ish selabes avois selabais. Each person should take on the 10th of the month a selabes avos, a sheep. It's a very hard lesson to explain. A selabes avos to the household, selabayis, set for the bayis. U'pesach she'atzu yisomim yisem hayu b'yom chamishi, like this year, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, as it says in the Medrash. V'nimza she'asor b'chodesh hayu Shabbos, so the 10th of the month was a Shabbos. V'lakchu lahem kol echad selapischai, each one took a seh to be his korban pesach, v'kashru oisah v'karei mitasai, and each one tied it to the bedpost. V'shalom ha-mitzrayim, lama zeh lachem, what's this all about? V'shimu when the Yidden told the mitzrayim, l'shachta l'shem pesach, v'mitzvah Hashem aleinu. About to do a mitzvah to shachtit, v'ayu shenehem kois, and the teeth of the mitzrayim were very aggravated. Asher shechtin es aleihem, that the Yidden were going to slaughter their gods. We know that they worshipped a seh because of the zodiac. The month of Nisan is that of a tleh, a seh. But the mitzvahim weren't allowed to say anything. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Now, what seems superfluous in the Lashon HaMedrash is this fact, that the Yidden tied it to the bedpost. And if they tied it to the fence, it would be any different. So every word of the Medrash is very mikduk-duk. And the whole simmon of the Torah is very short. That's it. No extra words here. If the Medrash is telling us that, let's try to understand why. Furthermore, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim L'Pesach, there's an emphasis on simonim. B'udu ha'yinoisim mehem simonim, t'tzach adash b'achav. Really, every one of the Asar Makos is a simon. But even more than that, there are 15 simonim with the Leil HaSeder. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, V'chulim. Those are all simonim. So there's an emphasis on simonim, which needs to be explained. Every simon needs a hesber, but in particular, Karpas is a wonder. What's the deal with Karpas? Why are we dipping in salt water? Why do we begin it that way? Of course, that's one of the manishtanas, is why are we dipping? That doesn't need any more hesber, why that's a pella. But the whole aspect, the whole inyan of taking a karpas, having it be called a karpas, the rihas drushas on that, dipping into the salt water, my high, that this is the entrance into the whole inyan of magid. Another very basic question when it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim is that which the magid says, that he says to make sure to say it, va'at aroim ve'erya, that really Klal Yisrael nef with no schusim. We had nothing to hold up and to say, because we did this, take us out. Even though they did Korban Pesach and Bris Milah the night was they left, that's why I'm explaining, that was just a mashahu, to be able to leave, but not in that tzchus that they were able to leave. Let's try to explain these in Yanim. And lastly, what's the connection between Parshas Tzav and Shabbos HaGadol? This year, that's how it falls out. The Abu Drama already has a pshat. Let's try to explain Kefi Darkeinu, the kasha between Parshas Tzav and Shabbos HaGadol. So to begin, Shari Oira tells us that Lavan Ha'arami, the infamous Lavan, has a kasha to the tomb of Tzaras. That's why he's called Lavan. One of the colors of Tzaras is Lavan. Why is this important for us? Because we try to understand the whole inyan of Klipas Mitzrayim. We need to begin with Lavan. And the Magid tells us, based on the Gemara, Maschilim Begnus and Mesayim Beshrach, Rav and Shmuel, we have two shitas, whether it's we begin with Avadim Hayudu L'Parim B'Mitzrayim, or we go even further back to Arami Ovid Avi, and that's what we do. Arami Ovid Avi. Now, who is Arami Ovid Avi? That's referring to Lavan. Lavan Ha'arami. Why must we begin the Seder of Golos Mitzrayim with Lavan Harami? Because Lavan is Bilam, That's clear from the Zohar, from the Mepharshim, Targum Yonasan, whether or not he was a nitzitz of Bilam, or actually Bilam, or Bilam was his grandson. However you slice it, the pnimius of Bilam is Lavan Arami. And when Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, as it says, Arami Ayvedavi, Vayerid Mitzrayim, Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, he followed him, and that was Bilam, the advisor of Pare. So really, Klipas Mitzrayim is twofold. There's Pare, and there's Bilam. Really, Bilam was the mastermind, and he was hiding behind Pare. And that's what we said, that there's a Golas Hadibur, and there's a Golas Hadas. Golas Hadas is mitzad Bilam, and the Golas Hadibur is mitzad Pare, Pera, without getting into the Pratim, just mentioning it, Agav. But we have to mention that there was a Bilam in Mitzrayim. The fact that Lavan Harami is Klipas Tzaraas tells us about the nature of Tumas Mitzrayim, Tzaraas. This is the reason, we spoke about this different occasions, that when Moshe comes and Hashem puts three simanim in his hand to demonstrate before Klai Yisrael and the Zakenim that there will be a Geula for the Yidden. One of those simanim is Taharas Tzaraas. Moshe takes his hand, puts it in his chest, takes it out, heals itself. That's for what? What are we showing off? That the whole Seder of Yetzias Mitzrayim is one of Taharas HaMitzrayim. That's why there's 7 days, and then 7 weeks, which we read Tazriya Mitzrayim right after Parshas Tzav Shemini, during the days of Sviras HaEmer, to show that we're leading up to Chag HaAtzeres, Chag HaShavuos, which is the Taharas HaMitzrayim. Shtei HaLechem, Kedeged Shtei Tziparim. But the word Tzaraas turns into Atzeres, same letters, just you're turning over Tzaraas into Atzeres. That's Chag HaShavuos. With this we can explain something fascinating in regards to Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. Yaakov in the house of Lavan, Yaakov is in a base maga, a house of Tzaraas. That's Yaakov. And we know that Yaakov leaves the house of an Arami. He flees on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Nevuah to go down to the house of Lavan, beginning of Parshas Vayetze, with the Chaloyim, with the Sulam. Yonas and Ayib says, that took place on Erev Pesach. The night of Pesach, he had that vision. And when he leaves in the middle of the night without telling. Lavan chases after him, just like Par. That's all the Medrash says the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ma'isa of a similar banner. Now we know the whole Ma'isa with Yaakov, Leah, and Rachel, that Rachel knew Lavan's nature. And that he was going to pull a quick one on Yaakov Avinu. So Rachel gave Yaakov Simon. And then Rachel had second thoughts and she gave the Simon over to Leah. And this turns out to be a really big schluss for Bnei Yisrael, for all future dayos, as the Medrash says, without reading the whole thing, it's the beginning of Eicha Rabbasi. The Klai Yisrael were leaving after the Churban Bayis Rishon, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, Kafsa Rachel Imelef Nekodesh Baruch, and she said, don't you know the whole story? That I worked for my husband for 7 years, and then I was switched. Didn't really want to give over the Simanim, but I did so anyways when I saw my sister was going to be the Busher V'cherpa. Kol HaSimanim Shesimad Mashamasati Dabali, I gave over to Leah. V'lo Oid, Ela Shenechnasti Tachas Hamita, I went underneath the bed, Shayashechi v'machaisi, that he was lying there with my sister, v'hoi medabrima, he was speaking to her, v'hi shesekes, and she was quiet, because Leah couldn't talk, Yaakov would know from her voice that it was Leah, not Rachel. V'ani m'shivah salkol dover v'dover. Rachel says, I was underneath the bed, and I was responding to Yaakov in conversation. That's what the Medrash says. K'dei shelo yakil l'kol achaisi, so he shouldn't be discerning to know that it was my sister, because it was the wrong voice. V'gamalti chesedimah v'lo kinesibah. And so therefore, mipneima kinesel avodah zuchah m'shem b'mamish. Why do you have kinah, Ribbono shel Olam? For an avodah zara she'ein b'mamish. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Rachel, b'shvileich Rachel, ani machzis salim koyman. Nisgagul urachmav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hadahu dechsev, koyam la Hashem, kol b'rama nishma, nehi b'chi samim, b'machim v'akabana. What are the siman? 2 days in the Svar Mekdashim. I didn't see it in Chazal, it's not in the Svar Mekdashim. Chesed Avram, the grandfather of the Chidah, says the siman were what we find, Parshas Tzav. Al tnuch oizin, hayamanis, v'al boin yodol hayamanis, v'al boin ragol hayamanis. The Rachel was going to touch Yaakov in these three spots, on his earlobe, on his right thumb, and on his right toe. Those were the simonim. Why are those the simonim? Because other than in Parshas Tzav, we find those simonim by Taras HaMetzayr. It's in Parshas Tzav because Aaron and the Kohanim had to go through this process of Miluim to become the Kohanim. But we only find it elsewhere in the Torah by Taras HaMetzayr. And the reason why Taras HaMetzayra was the simanim that Rachel gives to Yaakov was because leaving the house of Lavan is leaving the house of Tzaras. It's the process of Taras HaMetzayra. Being that Lavan went down to Mitzrayim, and that's where we begin to say it that way, Arami Ovidavi, Vayerid Mitzrayima. Vayerid said, this is not just going back on Yaakov, it's going back on Lavan. Vayir Mitzrayim, it doesn't say who. Vayir Mitzrayim, he went down. That means that the whole Tumas Mitzrayim, like we explained before, is the sugya of Taras HaMetzayr. So Memela, Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim also, and if Pesach, leaving the house of Parai, that Tumas HaMetzayr, like we find going back, even to Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avram and Sarah, we come down to Mitzrayim. Vayenaga Hashem as base par as base. The Me'am Lo'i says that Hashem brought Tzaras on the house of Par, and that's all my Avasim and Levanim. With this, we can explain the Yisoid. Now that we've already explained why the Simanim are Shaykh is to Taras Mitzrayim, but we can explain why it is the question which we had said before. The Medrash has to mention that the Pesach was tied to the foot of the bed. Why is that a necessary component in understanding what's going on? Tzias Mitzrayim, Shabbos HaGadol. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered the Schus of Rachel on that night. On that night with Yaakov, Rachel and Leah, the Simonim, which Rachel gave over to Leah, Hashem Yisbach remembered on this night. And the set which is attached to the bed, which is tied to the karamita, is a reference to Rachel who was underneath the bed. Because what does Rachel mean in English? Rachel is a set. Rachel is a sheep. So saying that a set was tied to the karamita is like saying Rachel is under the bed. That's the same thing. And that's a tremendous chos which Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers to take the Neisa Lada Mitzvah. And with this, we can explain the questions we had asked before. Agav, I'll just point out that in the Makkah of Tzaraz, the Makkah of Tzvadeya, the Kavanas by each and every one of the names of the Makkahs, they are rewriting. So Kfar Yadata, you know, Kisham b'meichin shalah, and the meichim of the Nukwa, in Kabbalah Inyan, him Said Hanu Trei Tziporen. Tzvadeya, he says, is a hint to the Shnei Tziporen, which is the two Tziporen which are necessary for Taras Metzairah. Anyway, Shnei Tziporen is a remez to Rachel and Taleah, because we know elsewhere in Chazal that from Mayav emerges, Mayav and Amma and Mayav emerge two very chashuv rebbetzins, Rus and Nama. And the Gemara calls them Shtei Predos Tovos, two beautiful birds that Hashem is going to take out of Amma and Mayav. So you see that these two tzadikasin, Rus and Nama, are called two birds. So Rachel and Leah are the two birds which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of the house of Lavan too. This is the Shnei Tziporen Tzvadeya. That's the Indian of Tzvadeh. A hint to Taras HaMetzayr. In the Makkahs itself. Makes sense. So we asked before, what's the kesher between Parshas Tzav and Shabbos HaGadol? Now we know. Because Shabbos HaGadol means the process of Taras HaMetzayr. In Parshas Tzav references those simanim. And the whole Schos of Yetzias Mitzrayim is due to those simanim. And again, I don't have a raya concrete that it actually took place on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we do find this. That when Yaakov went into Yitzchak to get the brachos, that certainly took place on the night of Pesach. Pekat of Eliezer says so explicitly. That's why the bracha that Yaakov gets from Yitzchak is V'yitinecha mi tal l'shamayim. Tal, what we bench on the first day of Pesach. That's the bracha of Tal. He gave him two g'deizim, chad gadya, that was the carbon pass, the carbon chigah, Rashi on the spot. That took place then. When Yaakov is duped by Lavan, and he confronts Leah, he says, how could you do this to me? You know what Leah says to Yaakov? Did you not do the same thing to your father? That he thought that was Esav and it was really you? So this is just payback for that. He thought that was Rachel, it was really Leah. So we know that that incident took place on Erev Pesach, the night of Pesach. So it would make sense that since she's coming back with that, that also took place on the night of Pesach. Anyways, Tzav and Shabbos HaGadol, the Simanim. The Simanim are mentioned in Parashas Tzav. And that's why we mentioned Simanim. That was one of our other questions. Why the emphasis on Simanim on the night of Pesach? Every single one of the 15 steps of the Haggadah are Simanim. But it's Befrat, the Tzach Hadash Be'achav, the Makas. I mean, it's broken down into three Dafka. The Tzach Hadash Be'achav, why is that? Because it's connected to the three Simanim which Rachel gave to Yaakov Avinu. We have to make mention of Zecher of those Simanim on the night of Pesach. Why do we begin with Arami Yoivir Avi? Because it's Isiya from Thomas Saras. Why Karpas? Why do we dip again in May Melach in salt water? So we could say Karpas, we find in the Rishonim, Karpas is the Lashon of Karim Upasim. Kar is like a pillow, and Pasim is like, it's like a bed sheet. It's a remes to a mita, it's a remes to a bed. And why do we dip it in May Melach? Because those are the tears of Rachel underneath the bed. In order to begin the Maggid and the Seder, we see Yitzchak Mitzrayim, you have to first mention how they got out. They got out because of the tears of Rachel, the Mesiras Nefesh, that she was Moisir Nefesh underneath the bed. And what did she say? She says, how could you be Makane? Avodah Zara, She'ein B'mamish. I wasn't Makane my sister, and that is Yesh B'mamish. So in the Schus that she said, how could you be Makane Avodah Zara She'ein B'mamish? That was Ma'ir, the Mesiras Nefesh of Bnei Yisrael, to Shech the Avodah Zara of the Mitzvah. And this is the Pshat At Eron Ve'Erya. At Eron Ve'Erya. The Klai Yisrael had no schosa, but they had the schosa of Racha. The schosa of Racha was what facilitated Yitzhak's return. It's going back to the lesson that the Torah had said. The Torah had said, and this is Lashon Akra. The Pasuk says, Be'esod HaChadosh Hazeh V'yikach Lehem Ish Sela Beis Avoy Sela Boyes. So we said, Seh, that's a remez to Racha. Sela Beis Avoy, the Seh, the house of the Avos. That's Rachel, in the house of Yaakov, from the Avos HaKadosh. That's called Sela Beis Avos. Just add, before we get into a couple of gematrias, that from the Arba Banim, so the Achronim already say that the Arba Banim correspond to Esav, who's the Rasha, and then Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yaakov is the Tam. Yaakov is Ish Tam, Meshev HaHalu. What does the Tam say? Mazois. What's fascinating is that when Yaakov confronts Lavan, and he says, how could you do this to me? So what's the Lashon? Yaakov says to Lavan, Mazois asisali. Halai barachel avadaticha imach. Mazois. The Tam says Mazois. In what context? When he confronts Lavan and he says, Mazois, how could you give me Leah instead of Rachel? Why do we mention Tam Mazois on this night? Because that's the night. That's what we're recalling. The schos of Rachel. Happens to be Halai barachel avadaticha imach. The actual words that Yaakov says to Lavan is gematria Tam Mazois. Tam Mazois gematria Halai barachel avadaticha imach. Furthermore, at Eron ve'Erya is gematria Rachel b'miluva. That although they had no schosim, but Rachel b'miluva is that gematria at Eron ve'Erya to tell us that it was really the schos of Rachel. They didn't have nothing. They may have had nothing, but they had the schos of Rachel. And lastly, the lashon of the Medrash. The Medrash which the Torah quoted, the Pasuk, Be'esra l'choydesh hazeh, ve'yikhu lehem ish leves avay selabayis. Now, we don't find anywhere in the Pasuk that they took the sand, tied it to the bed. The only thing that the Pasuk mentions is that they took it. As it says, ve'yikhu lehem ish selabayis avayis. That taking means also tying it to the bed. So that gematria, Be'esra l'choydesh hazeh, ve'yikhu lehem, that on the 10th they should take it, and taking me, it's tied to the bed, and that recalls us chesed of Rachel. That's gematria. Koy amar Hashem kol b'rama nishma. And Hashem hears the voice of Rachel. And when they took that and they tied it to the bed, Hashem said, aha, I hear the voice of Rachel. I hear the voice of Rachel. So that whole ma'aseh with Rachel is a ma'aseh of a simcha levana. It was painful. But Yetzias Mitzrayim is due to that. That's the inyan of Shabbos HaGadol. We should be zeicher then, in the same way that Hashem heard the cries of Rachel then, you should hear the cries again now. Hashem Nizkai, V'Yishtik V'Lach HaVisech, V'Shav V'Nu L'Gvulam, V'Yizkai Al Tzedek, M'Hir V'Mir Amin Gamei.